Further reading. Sword of Damocles. The famed Sword of Damocles dates back to an ancient moral parable popularized by the Roman philosopher Cicero around 45 BC. The tale centers on Dionysus II, a tyrannical king who once ruled over the Sicilian city of Syracuse during the 4th and 5th centuries BC. Though rich and powerful, Dionysus was supremely unhappy. His iron-fisted rule had made him many enemies, and he was tormented by fears of assassination, so much that he slept in a bedchamber surrounded by a moat and only trusted his daughters to shave his beard with a razor. The king's dissatisfaction came to an end one day after a friend of his and a court flatterer, Damocles by name, showed him his compliments and remarked how blissful his life must be. "Since this life delights you," the annoyed Dionysus replied, "do you wish to taste it yourself and make a trial of my good fortune?" "Oh, no, not that, my king," said Damocles in a nervous manner. "But I think that, if I could only have your riches and your pleasures for one day, I should not want any greater happiness." "Very well," said the king, "you shall have them." So the next day when Damocles entered the palace, he was seated on a golden throne, with a host of servants waiting on him. He was treated to succulent cuts of meat and lavished with scented perfumes and ointments. Damocles couldn't believe his luck. Resting himself among soft cushions, he felt that he was the happiest man in the world. But just as he was starting to enjoy the life of a king, he chanced to raise his eyes towards the ceiling. What was it that was dangling above him, with its point almost touching his head? It was a razor-sharp sword, suspended only by a single strand of horsehair. What if the hair should break? There was danger every moment that it would do so. The smile faded from the lips of Damocles. His face became ashy pale. His hands were trembling. From that moment on, the courtier's fear for his life made it impossible for him to savor the opulence of the feast or enjoy the servants. After casting several nervous glances at the blade dangling above him, he asked to be excused, saying that he no longer wished to be so fortunate. "What is the matter?" asked the king. "That sword! That sword!" cried Damocles. He was so badly frightened that he even dared not to move. "Yes," said Dionysus. "I know there is a sword above your head, and that it may fall at any moment. But why should that trouble you? I have a sword above my head all the time. I am every moment in dread lest something may cause me to lose my life." "Let me go," said Damocles. "I now see that I was mistaken. The rich and powerful are not so happy as they seem. Let me go back to my old home in the poor little cottage among the mountains." When the permission was granted, Damocles fled immediately. So long as he lived, he never again wanted to be rich or to change places, even for a moment, with the king. The tale of Dionysus and Damocles represented the idea that those in power always labor under the specter of anxiety and death, and that
there can be no happiness for one who is under constant apprehensions.
The parable later became a common motif in medieval literature, and the phrase "Sword of Damocles" is now commonly used as a catch-all term to describe a looming danger. Likewise, the saying "hanging by a thread" has become shorthand for a fraught or precarious situation. One of its more famous uses came in 1961 during the Cold War, when President John F. Kennedy gave a speech before the United Nations in which he said, that every man, woman, and child lives under a nuclear sword of Damocles, hanging by the slenderest of threads, capable of being cut at any moment by accident or miscalculation or by madness.